It's Groundhog's Day. Come on out. It's springtime. Everything's getting better. Your life's about to improve big time.
It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your Miracle Mentor, your Mentor of Light, Robert Zink. Absolutely thrilled to be bringing you this podcast on a daily basis. Hey, I'm in the trenches with you, belly to belly, face to face with the enemy. And what is that enemy? You know what it is. It's fear. It's doubt. It's worry. It's anxiety. I am fully convinced that you can and will have the money you desire, the vacations you want to take. You know, the new cars, the new home, the fancy watches and shoes, everything that's important. Maybe you want to collect art. You want to start investing in art. Or maybe you want to invest in something else. Whatever it is, if you don't have the money now, you will shortly. If you have the money now, you're going to have more of it. How about the love you crave? Come on, you know, right in the center of your being. In the center of your soul, if you have a hole, if you have a void there, the law of attraction can help you fill it. And the health that you depend upon, vibrant health, you can have it all with the law of attraction. I firmly believe that. I want to thank you if you've already gone to iTunes and given us a nice 5-star write-up. That means the world to us, because that helps us reach more people with an empowering message. I believe the message that we're bringing to people is one of the most important messages of our time, because people are walking around like they're in a fog, disempowered, hopeless, wondering what they can do to save their relationship, to double or triple or quadruple their income, to take better care of their families. So I really think that the law of attraction and personal empowerment is where it's at. It's an important message. It's a critical message. Want to always remind you to come by and visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. You can claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. We absolutely want to give it to you. We want to give you that 30 minutes. We want to talk to you. We want to share ideas with you. We want to help empower your life. I'm serious. lawofattractionsolutions.com. And if you are a Facebook user, I have my page up now. It is Robert Zink, public page. My personal page is filled up with 5,000 friends, so Facebook won't allow us to have any more friends there. So the public page is up. I put a secret or an idea or a tip on how to empower your life there every day, every single day. Robert Zink on Facebook. Okay, let's talk about some creative, fun ways of attracting positive energy into our life, raising our vibration, taking our vibration to new heights. Okay, but first, please listen to this important timeout.
There is one difference between peak performers and those who just settle for seconds, thirds, or worse. This one difference is the edge between those who attract the life they desire and those who struggle and never seem to obtain what they desire. The difference is confidence. Now you can unlock the door to a life of confidence, power, and magnetism. You can obtain a promotion, talk to anyone anywhere, make more money, be a compelling public speaker, meet and attract the opposite sex, build your own company, enjoy the popularity you deserve. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com and download your copy of the first new audio program release of 2016 from Robert Zink. Empower yourself with a life-changing program, Building Confidence, Personal Power and Magnetism by Robert Zink. In this program, you will experience 24 confidence-building techniques, the Miracle Hypnotic Confidence Accelerator, and the 2-Minute Daily Confidence Claiming Exercise. Get your instantly downloadable copy of the audio program, Building Confidence, Personal Power, and Magnetism, now at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. It will change your life.
That's www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. You deserve to have the confidence that you absolutely, critically need to be successful in this world. Okay, we're going to talk about 5 or 6 different kinds of boards and how to use them. And you've heard me say that we use abundance boards and things like that, but I believe that we have kind of a different take on it. Some people will make a big board and they'll put everything they ever wanted on that board. And that's not a bad idea. What I like when you make a general abundance board is you put all the different things that you desire there. And as you start acquiring them, you put a big X through it, like you crossed it off your list. And when you get like a whole bunch of X's, then you make a whole new board. So it's kind of a general abundance board. And I think it's a great idea, but I think you've got to put small things as well as big things. And here's the psychology behind this. Say I put on my abundance board that I want a BMW, a brand new BMW. Okay, so I put that picture of that BMW on my abundance board. But I also want a new Movado watch. So I put that there as well. And I also want a special pair of hunting shoes because I like to go out in the forest and go hunting. So, and these shoes cost like $800 or $900. So I put that there. And perhaps I want a vacation in Las Vegas. So I put a picture of Las Vegas there. Got the idea? Now, the easiest one to cross off the list most of the time is going to be the one that's least in cost value. So maybe the new shoes or the new boots that cost $800 or $900, I cross them off. Got them. Made a little extra money, acquired some extra cash, attracted some money I didn't expect, and all of a sudden I've got some new boots. And then we go take our vacation in Las Vegas. We have a great time. And I got some free show tickets along the way. So it didn't cost me a lot for shows. And I got a deal on my hotel room. I got, 5 nights for the cost of 3. And I got a deal on my airfare. So my Las Vegas vacation wasn't as expensive as I thought it was going to be until I started gambling, of course. But that's a different story. Okay? So I cross the Vegas vacation off. And then next I get the new, Citizen or Movado watch. And I cross that. Pretty soon I've got everything crossed off my abundance board except the BMW or the Mercedes or the Jaguar or whatever it is that you want. Now I have momentum. I have positive energy. I have vibration moving in my direction, flowing with me. So it's just a matter of time till the BMW's crossed off too. It won't take much longer. So you put small things that you desire plus large things and you start crossing them off. And you build momentum as you go. You get used to the universe helping you. Now sometimes, every now and then, somebody crosses off the new car first, or the new vacation cabin first. They cross it off. I've had that happen. And then everything else really comes fast. I mean, if I can come up with enough money to get a new vacation cabin or a new car or a new home, then the watch is going to come pretty easy. You see what I'm saying? So either way, it works. It's an abundance board. And I like, by the way, I like these boards, with the exception of one, put on whiteboards. You get a nice whiteboard at the office store, and you can print up pictures on your laser printer. You can tape them right there, and then you can write things or put an arrow or put a date that you expect it by. The next is an intention board. And with an intention board, this is the most important board. This is the board where you put down your most important intention. And you write it right in the center. And then you put in two or three affirmations and you write those down. And I like to get a new whiteboard for the intention board and write it with permanent ink. We're not playing around here. We're not going to change our mind. We're not going to get flaky or wishy-washy. Okay, you got this? And then I put pictures of my intention around the intention that I've written out and around the affirmations that are in a different color below it. So maybe the intention is written out in black and then the affirmations are written out in red. And then I have my pictures around it. Okay? This is a major intention that you are counting on the universe to bring into your life. It works. It works if you do it the way I am telling you to do it. Now, there's a lot of people that come up with a lot of crazy ideas on how to do this, and it doesn't work. This way works. Okay, the next one is your fear board. But this one is different. You got to get cork board for this one. Because you are going to put pictures of your fears and what they are on this board. So maybe you're going to have a picture of a crowd of people that are angry. And underneath it, you're going to write criticism. Maybe you feel that you're too old. So you're going to put a picture of an old man or an old woman. And you're going to write, too old. And you're going to put that on the cork board. Maybe you believe that you don't have enough money, that it takes money to make money. So you're going to put a picture, whatever that might be, on your cork board. You got the idea? Be creative. And find pictures that really awaken and elicit your fear. And then you're going to have some nice heavy wooden darts. Don't get the cheap plastic ones. And there's a reason for that. The cheap plastic ones really don't make you feel like you are exerting your will. But those nice old wood darts, if you can find them, they're heavy enough and they got enough weight on them that they make you feel like you're exerting energy. You're exerting your will. And then you say, too old, and you throw the dart and hit the picture and you say, hell no. Hell no is your new affirmation. Say it with me right now. Hell no. Okay? Some people say you can't use negatives for affirmations. This one is a very powerful negative affirmation. Hell no. But you say it as you throw your dart. And maybe, and I would say get you know, 20 darts. Get 20 of them, 10 minimum, and throw and hit every one of your fears. Hell no. Hell no. Hell no. And every time you walk by your fear board, you say hell. Look, I have a friend who did this. And he put up his fears. And he had one particular fear that was really standing in his way. And every time he walked in and out of his office, and he would look at that fear board, he'd say, hell no. No way. And then he'd feel strong. And he'd feel magnetic. And his shoulders would go back a little bit. You know, he was tapped into the positive energy, the positive vibration. He got what he wanted. You will get what you want using the fear board. Because counterintentions and fears and doubts, they are the force that is stopping you. They are the energy, the negative energy that's holding you back. Okay, I like an evidence board. An evidence board is showing people that have had less and attracted more. Okay? So you show people that had less to work with, but attracted more. That's evidence all the time. You're looking at that. That's evidence. Other people have attracted more than what I want. They've gotten more than what I'm going after, and they've had less. They've had bigger disadvantages. If they can do it, so can I. And then, of course, your success board. Every time you have a success, put it up on the damn board and get excited. Ring the bell, you know? I like those places when you have good service, the restaurants or something like that. You have good, great service. And as you walk out, you ring the bell. I like that. You need one in your office, in your home. Every time you have a great conversation with your girlfriend or boyfriend, ring the bell. Because success builds on success. Are you following me? Build a habit of success, of peak performance in your relationship, in your business, in your career. You know, it's simple. One step at a time. Now, I've given you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 different boards, 6 different boards that you can make. And the first rule before you begin creating any of these boards is clear your space. If you have an office or a workspace, clear it. Get rid of as much junk or stuff that you don't need off that space as possible. And then with clear space, create your first board. Hey, if you can have them all going, that's great. Okay? Let me know how it works. Send me a letter. I love reading your mail. I love your questions. So thank you so much for joining us on this podcast every day. Be sure and subscribe. We're here with you Monday through Friday. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Pay it forward. Do something good for somebody today. And remember, this may be one of the most important days of your life. So put everything you've got into it. Bye-bye.